Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Kylie Roth with the Rough Rider Center in McKenzie County, Watford City, North Dakota.
Excellent. Now, talk to me about the Rough Rider Center.
Well, the Rough Rider Center is a beautiful facility in Watford City that we have. It caters to many needs, community and oil and gas related as well. We've got two hockey rinks. We've got a field house with three courts, an arena with three courts, indoor pool and a water park with slides, convention space, classroom space. We can meet needs for anyone, really.
How big is this?
It's a couple hundred thousand square foot.
Like bigger than a grocery store?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because when you started naming like some of these things, I'm going, well, this is like a big event center. This
yes,
is like
absolutely.
Like a civic center or
yes.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Rough Rider Center, do you guys do concerts or weddings or what kind of events do you have in there?
All of the above. We have a couple weddings, big weddings coming up. One's about 350 to 400 people. The other's about 600 people. Those will be in our arena. We've had concerts. We've had we had state auditors and treasurers annual convention.
Conference. Okay, so there's a conference there.
Yes.
Any sporting events?
No big sporting events yet, aside from we did have regional and district volleyball and basketball.
There is basketball there?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is big enough for like yep. a basketball.
It shares a campus with the new Watford City High School.
Ah, well. I know exactly where this is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right, because then they kind of built them together or in phases.
The high school was done first,
yes.
and then the Rough Rider Center. There is an underground tunnel adjoining the two, so it makes it very convenient.
Now, how long have you been in Watford?
I've been in Watford for 5.5 years.
You live in Watford?
Yes.
Okay. What do you make of it? I mean, where are you from?
I'm from Washington State.
Washington
town.
State, mm-hmm. small town.
About the same size as Watford was originally.
So about 1,500 people,
mm-hmm.
which Watford's now about 6,500 to 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in Watford when that happened.
Yes.
Explain your observations during that time. Talk to me about your experiences.
Well, it was easy for me to adjust because I did come from a small town, so it was a little crazy with the boom and stuff. But my family and I, we had a very large group of people from our hometown come out, and so that made the adjustment easier, as well as the people in Watford are just so nice. They really are. They are welcoming, and it's really stayed that way, and that makes it very easy, in my opinion.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kylie Roth with the Rough Rider Center or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm gonna run myself down, 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 down.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Stephen Hines, energy columnist and owner of The Word Merchant.
Do you believe in the current notion, the way climate change is presented?
No, I think, you know, that we're sort of a split personality. I think probably the world is, but certainly the U.S. is. On the one hand, you have sort of you have the alarmist group who think that everything we do from this moment on will either save or doom us. And then on the other hand, you have people who are saying we're not going to. They're called agnostics, or there's another term called lukewarmers, which I kind of like. And the lukewarmers are saying, listen, we aren't going to argue with you about climate change. What we are going to do is talk to you about what is happening, what our science tells us. We'd like to have a conversation with you you who are worried about the sky falling, and compare notes, which I think currently Secretary Scott Pruitt is in the process of having what is called a red team, blue team. And the theory is that both sides are going to have a conference together. And one side will present their arguments, the other side will present their arguments, and then the audience will sort of choose, whose credibility and what's being said, and which are the things they need to worry about, and which are the things they don't need to worry about. So it's really been done behind the screen and behind the door. So I'm a little uncomfortable with, I'll just grab a name or two, hopefully he won't sue me, although he has sued other people, Dr. Michael Mann, the famous hockey stick man. He had a libel suit against Mark Stein and the Daily, or what is it, the Weekly Standard. But he started it 6 years ago, and he hasn't lived up to the request of the judge, so we can't tell whether he's in contempt or not.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kind of, he's been whining about being, all the negative names he's called. But, the truth is he really hasn't delivered much.
You said the word agnostic, and I found that interesting because I've said for a number of years, one of the issues I have when it comes to the topic of climate change, I'm sorry, global cooling, global warming, and now climate change. We got to change it to adapt to our narrative, right? That's kind of what they've done with
either
the name.
Either way is doomsday.
Exactly.
It's biblical.
Right. And so the problem I've had with it is the catastrophic nature, of course, that it's turned it into a religion, if you will.
What has?
And climate change, to me, has become a religion, and that becomes extremely dangerous because now when you have a conversation, you're throwing logic right out the window, aren't you? Because you have so much emotion involved with this. We're going to save the planet, save the whole species, all these different things. I agree with George Carlin. The planet doesn't need saving. The people do.
And George has some great pieces on climate change, actually. And he's missed.
Mm-hmm.
I think both Robin Williams and George Carlin, they were, what a great gift they were to us.
Right. But what do you make of that catastrophic and religion nature that climate change, global cooling, global warming has taken on as a strategy against oil and gas?
Well, I think that sort of trope, for want of a better word, being used by the environmental is, they aren't taking into consideration we have almost 7 billion people on the planet. 1.5 or thereabout, up or down, don't have clean water. Another billion people don't have reliable electricity. At least half the world doesn't have reliable heat for the family.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Hines or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions, For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.